After more than two decades of fighting between rebel groups and the Senegalese government, villagers in the Casamance region of southern Senegal have become accustomed to fleeing from their homes. Most of the people in this lush tropical region are farmers. When they flee their homes, they have to round up their livestock and bring them across the border with them. In the northern part of Casamance, the nearest border is with the Gambia, and villagers there have close family and economic ties on both sides of the border, says local journalist Alpha Jallo.
All their things, all their basic commodities, they got it from the Gambia. Even some of their children are attending schools in the Gambia. A lot of their men folk, they got work in the Gambia.
Jallo says these connections make it easier for the people in this part of Casamance to head for the Gambia when fighting flares up.
Just a little disturbance will also send them just into Gambia, because right now in Gambia, a lot of them are not staying with the Gambia Red Cross Society, but they are staying with relatives.
Lamine Gassama, with the Gambian Red Cross, says the constant movement makes it hard for the humanitarian organization to provide real help.
The challenge is basically because most of them are not stationed. They move forth and back.
Teneng Sambu, who fled her village with her two daughters, says she too is tired of going back and forth. Sambu says they need help from the government to clear out the rebels once and for all. Rebels in Casamance, who have been fighting for more autonomy from Dakar, signed a peace agreement with the Senegalese government in 2004. But some of the rebel leaders have not accepted the accord, and fighting has continued. In addition, hostilities have recently broken out between opposing rebel factions. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.